Hello, I'm Father Ray Petrucci. Welcome to Thoughts for the Week. We have a wonderful program today. We're going to learn a lot once we get to our guest, which will just be in a moment. But first off, I have to begin our program, as always, asking you to share your thoughts with us. If there's a topic or a particular area you would like us to investigate for you, we'd be delighted to do that. We have to hear from you, however. Two ways to reach us. The first is by the old comfortable, put a stamp on envelope and send your comments to us. You would address that to Thoughts for the Week, Post Office Box 7466. That's Post Office Box 7466, Greenwich, Connecticut. Now, the zip code in Greenwich is 06836. That's 06836. If you're on the computer, would much rather email us, you could do that too, and we'd like you to send that to this address, clemons10@aol.com. That's clemons10@aol.com. While you're on the computer, please consider going to our internet magazine, Spirituality for Today. You can find that at spirituality.org. That's spirituality.org. Besides some articles and features, we also have our radio program, Thoughts for the Week. Matter of fact, a number of them archived there, at which at your convenience and leisure you could listen to them. So we'd like you to perhaps consider that too. So it's spirituality.org. Well, the next matter of business is to tell you who isn't here before I tell you who is. And that is Dorothy Riera, my co-host, cannot make it to this particular program. But I am delighted to have as our guest Mr. John Gutman. And Ms. Gutman is the executive director of the New Covenant Center, which is located in Stamford, Connecticut. It is part of Catholic Charities of Fairfield County. And Catholic Charities, you know, I think our guests may be very familiar, rather our listeners, very familiar with Catholic Charities. But maybe a couple of things we need to know about Catholic Charities. First off, do you just deal with Catholics?
No. We are New Covenant Center, and the other programs are an interfaith project of Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Bridgeport, which means whatever one's personal belief may be as an employee, particularly of Catholic Charities, which is the program and service arm, does not come into play in our everyday situation. We're here through our 28 to 30 programs in a variety of areas to help those in need, regardless of their faith or their background. They come in hungry, we service them. They come in needing immigration counseling, we service them. Housing assistance, behavioral health issues, so on and so forth. Catholic Charities of Fairfield County has been here for 102 years. And we are thriving. And thriving is a good thing, but it's also because the need is out there.
Yeah, it's like veterans organizations. You wish you didn't have to have veterans of foreign wars, yeah. You know, things like that. But is Catholic Charities something that is global or just local?
Catholic Charities is international, actually. And certainly in the U.S., I think a Catholic Charities organization covers every community, if you so want to get engaged in this country, even less populous areas, for sure. So if anybody's interested in volunteering or getting involved, as a career, certainly they can reach out to Catholic Charities.
You know, applying to New Covenant Center, certainly in, as you're speaking, I can imagine different areas of the country may have different needs. And Catholic Charities is much more than simply a provider of meals or other food items.
Correct.
What does New Covenant Center do? Let's take a look at that.
So New Covenant Center is one of four food insecurity programs of Fairfield County. So we have two programs in Stamford, New Covenant Center, which is 40 years old as of this past October 4th, where we have a cafe, a.k.a. soup kitchen and food pantry, and we'll talk about other services as well. We have our senior nutrition program, which is providing meals on wheels as well as meals to congregate sites in Lower Fairfield County.
May I just ask a question or two on the nutrition program? Who could qualify for that? And you bring meals to the seniors, or how does that develop?
I am not the expert on this. You should have Maureen Neuberger on at one point.
Yes. I do hope to contact her soon.
Yeah.
But, well, from what you know.
Yeah, of course. So they're providing meals that are prepared through an outside provider, and then our Meals on Wheels trucks, which we're blessed to get a grant for, go out and deliver these meals, either to homes directly or to congregate sites where people come to socialize and have a meal in any of these communities. And that's happening 7 days a week.
I mentioned at the beginning of the program that my co-host, Dorothy Rear, couldn't be here, but she was absolutely thrilled and very, very pleased with the quality of the food being brought to the homes and also the care of the people who bring the and provide the food. So, you know, you got at least one big fan of that program. When we talk about the work of New Covenant, it's big. There's a lot of things you're doing. I believe you were saying that you were expanding your work and providing more services. How do you go about funding these things? All of this involved. I mean, volunteers are volunteers, but there's still the basic realities of a facility and those who are professionally involved with the program.
Okay, so I'm going to dare myself to just answer your previous question first and hopefully remember your two questions.
Okay, I'll try to pop it in.
Two other food insecurity programs under Catholic Charities is the Thomas Merton Center in Bridgeport, mm-hmm. breakfast and lunch and other services as well, non-food, and the Morning Glory program, which has a non-food pantry as well as serving breakfast every day mm-hmm. in Danbury. The need is greater than ever. The numbers are not going down. The services we provide at New Covenant Center are a cafe, which is another way of saying our soup kitchen 7 days a week, our self-select grocery store, the food pantry. We offer basic human needs such as a shower and haircuts. Everything I'm mentioning are free. We work with other partners as well as ourselves in providing job skills in different areas so that people can become more employable. We have access to computers so that people who are looking for more income, which most of our people are, can look for jobs and learn how to navigate the computer to do so, and even resume writing if needed. As far as funding, New Covenant Center gets all of its funds, about $1 million a year, privately. We do not get one grant from the federal, state, or local level. So it's private. So it's a lot of work every day to keep drumming up private donations. Private donations can be from individuals. They can be from foundations, corporate foundations, family foundations, corporations themselves, just somebody that's not tied into the government. About $1 million a year we need, and we raise these monies through a variety of ways. Fundraisers, of course, and holiday appeals. We're right now in the middle of our holiday appeal, looking for donations at a time when people are thinking about this more.
You know, in Fairfield County, I hope, or you may find a great deal of, well, both efforts. I know you mentioned a grant there. Are you involved with that work at all, going out there, or is that more the work of someone like Al Barber, the president of the outfit?
Are you talking about getting grants?
Getting grants, approaching people, donors.
Well, Al obviously can speak to this, has been running this organization splendidly for 14 years. But I believe about two-thirds of the money that we get for all of our programs come from grants of some kind. About a third, and a large part of that, go to the food insecurity programs, come from private donations. And there's some programs like Senior Nutrition, which gets grants and private mm-hmm. as well. So, yes, the looking at grants falls under Al and the development team at Catholic Charities, but also each program, especially those that are looking for individual donations, has an infrastructure in place, very often advisory councils that are out there looking for donations.
Now, there's avoidance of government programs or help, would that involve, I'm just thinking, would it involve requirements or other types of restrictions, or is it just that if you can, you wanted to make it something where people are helping people?
It's difficult for me to answer for why we don't get a lot of federal grants. I mean, one reason is we don't pursue it actively, in large part because we do have a history of hearing from grantors at all levels that, you know, they know that because we're with Catholic Charities and we have deep resources and contacts, you know, money is coming in through a variety of pipelines. So when the good news is we raised $1.7 million 3 to 4 years ago in a capital campaign just for the new facility at New Covenant Center. So that tells federal and state agencies who are looking to give grants to people that we have a pipeline that others may not. There are people who are only dependent on grants. So the fact that we have this ability to raise money privately in some grantors' eyes says to them, great, now maybe we can give some money to other organizations that don't have this set up as we do. But with that said, we could certainly use more grants for specific projects from agencies, federal and state agencies.
And it's great with a 102-year history to be able to say, here's a portfolio of what we do, and you got a proven organization that, you know, people could feel more comfortable perhaps giving and attracting to. What I'm wondering is the person who walks in the door, I'm wondering, I mean, obviously they're all going to be different, but do they share certain traits that the volunteers, the staff, all of you should be sensitive to?
A lot of the people who come in for lunch also come in for dinner, and we can see with our eyes what kind of shape they're in. Most are in very good shape, but even from meal to meal. I mean, there are people who come in drunk at times, but we provide a very safe environment. Some may come in on a drug, whether it's a medical drug or something, whatever, recreational. But we don't know. But we know when people are acting up or agitated because they may show it. And we are trained to be very sensitive to that. You know, if a situation comes up, which it rarely does, to diffuse that situation, which we are trained to do. And we also educate our volunteers that these are real-life situations. And that the guy in line who may say, you gave more gravy to that guy than you gave to me, is a real-life situation. In that moment, that means a lot to that person. So we're sensitive to that.
So is that, I guess we're talking about personal dignity. I mean, they're coming from a background where probably they don't have a lot of affirmation from people around them. They may, you know, say, oh, boy, avoid that person. Let's cross the street, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And yet when they walk into your environment, what do you try to create?
A welcoming environment? In the old place, we had long tables strewn together from one wall to the other. Remember that? You know, like I haven't been in a prison lately, but like I envisioned prison. Or Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think you have the long tables. So we made a decision to sacrifice 10 seats in our new facility by providing 6-top round tables and smaller 6-top rectangular tables, which encourages socialization and camaraderie, and a sense of community comes from that. If somebody gets out of sorts and gets mad at the next guy because he sneezed and didn't cover his mouth or his nose and gets angry, that community will step in very often and say, come on, quit it. He did it on accident, by accident.
Do you find that, because you mentioned the word community, do you find that you have an element of people who come in, your guests to come in, who are sort of regulars, depending on the New Covenant Center, that they create friendships or maybe a sense of community with those around you, not only with staff but with one another.
Right.
Is this helpful toward toward what you're trying to do, especially with new guests who arrive?
Father Ray, no one wants to come to a soup kitchen for a meal. Mm-hmm. But once they come in, they realize there are opportunities and resources for them. And many are smart enough to realize that. First of all, as you mentioned earlier, it's a welcoming environment. Beside the table situation, our facility, our dining room, has beautiful wood floors and a beautiful mural on the back wall and different kinds of lighting, track lighting, two televisions, Wi-Fi access. So they feel comfortable and they stay there. We're a day shelter. So I think they build that sense of community and friendships. And they go to our little library and take books with them and read and get comfort that way. So I believe they come in and feel like we're helping them, and they can talk to us individually. Our entire staff is involved in helping problem solve whatever their needs may be on that particular day.
Do you find that some guests come in, may start talking about their family situation? Do you have any outreach toward families, toward, let's say, a wider...
Sure. If a family comes in, we find out. Again, we don't pressure them into telling us. We sit down. How are you? I haven't seen you before. Yes, we just moved from Georgia. We're staying here. The school starts in a month. We need to get our kids placed and so on. So in that case, we may, you know, David Lovegreen, our volunteer coordinator, may come down and give the kids some crayons and things just to make them feel comfortable in between meals. But our staff would get on the phone. Betsy Lopez, our senior program operations manager, or Lisa Hines Simpson, would get on the phone and make a referral if they're looking for something, and give the information to the family, whether it's housing assistance, which Catholic Charities provides, or shelters, which we could lead them to in Stanford, or medical attention, or casework, a social worker, that kind of thing.
Hmm. You mentioned immigration. Do you find a lot of, transients or a lot of immigrants who are traveling around the country coming in, or I'm just wondering what particular needs you may encounter with that particular group?
With a family?
The family or anybody who, you know, comes like in. You happen to mention a group that moved in from Georgia. Let's say people who are, you know, just trying to or need help, especially in different languages. And I don't mean just Spanish.
Right, I know.
I remember in my years as hospital chaplain, a person would call me and say, gee, if you need someone to help with Vietnamese patients, and it actually happened a couple of times, please give me a call. I'm just wondering, do you have services or staff who could deal with various lingual needs?
First off, Catholic Charities has a very robust immigration services program, which is housed in Bridgeport, where the Catholic Center is, by three or four people. And New Covenant Center is now a place that the Catholic Charities immigration program comes to a couple times a week, because we serve, we work with the town of Greenwich and their immigrants, trying to counsel them, as well as our local area. So, the immigration issue we're very involved in, but there are other programs like Building One Community, about a half a mile from us in Stanford, that their core is helping immigrant families. And Catalina, please excuse me if I have the number wrong, but I think I last heard her say they help immigrants from 55 to 60 different countries in a given year, not just some of the Latino countries and Central and South American countries, but all over. We certainly at New Covenant Center have lots of immigrants that come in from Haiti and Eastern Europe and many places other than just a lot of the Latin countries.
Focusing on those who may want to help out, let's just talk about, because I know getting the word out is awfully important. Parishes, what can a parish do to help the New Covenant Center?
Parishes in Fairfield County are helping us tremendously. In fact, parishes, I think, were the backbone of this, of New Covenant Center, back then called the New Covenant House of Hospitality when we first opened 40 years ago on West Main Street. It was parishes, and it wasn't called Catholic Charities back then, that launched the idea of giving a cup of soup and some bread to those in need. 40 years ago.
That's the soup kitchen idea.
Yeah, that's the soup kitchen idea, which we now call a cafe.
Right.
But it was the parishes of that area, and even outside her area, that came down and started the feeding program moving. We have parishes that have been with us for all 40 years, and we recognize them at this past November's Harvest Table fundraiser that we did, celebrating 40 years and talking about from generation to generation is our mantra. And the new generation, this problem is not going away. The number of meals that will be provided is going up because of a variety of situations. Homelessness, job loss, mental health issues, insecurity, that kind of thing. So churches and parishes, by virtue of their desire to give back, as well as we have lots of synagogues as well, and other faiths that come in. You know, I think that's one belief we all share, is to help those in need that don't have the bounty and the things that we have.
Yeah, reminds me of the motivating factors between the United Way. It was United Faiths involved with that, if I remember correctly. You mentioned numerous organizations. It seems to be a great network of how your New Covenant House also knows about and refers to these many other networks. Do you get people from other organizations that refer to you?
Absolutely. At first, Father, we have a lot of partnerships, especially in the food insecurity area. That's our hub between our self-select grocery store, which we call the food pantry, and our cafe, a.k.a. the soup kitchen. So you have the Connecticut Food Bank. You have the Food Bank of Lower Fairfield County, which is based in Stamford. You have Food U.S. Rescue, U.S. Food Rescue. And then all of our other partners, the ShopRites, the Stop and Shops, Trader Joe's, Fairway, so on, in the food area. And then Human Needs. We work with the Undies Project out of Greenwich in providing fresh, new, packaged undergarments to both men and women for our shower program. We provide food to Inspirica House, to the women and to the mothers and kids of Inspirica House, 5 days a week of nutritious, healthy dinner. New Covenant Center is providing that dinner. To St. Joseph's Parenting Center across the way, the council's parents in bringing up their children and so on. We provide about 150 pounds of food for them to give, in addition to other foods that they get donated, to their parents that come to courses. So we have a lot of partnerships, building one community and the immigration side. They also have a culinary skills program that New Covenant Center houses and hosts. So we have a lot of partnerships that are key to A, saving money and working more cost effectively, but providing more services to people. When people come in, you ask other networks. So those are some of our partners. If people come in, as I mentioned earlier, and we can't help them or problem solve in that moment, we will refer them.
For one area, because you mentioned culinary programs a lot, and I just wonder, do you have any feedback from those who have taken this program, maybe moved on and able to find positions?
Yes, and most of the people that are signing up for the course, we've had some of our guests sign up for the course, not many, but some, and it's mostly the guests of Building One Community and their clients, and who want to get into the hospitality business. It's a very robust program. It's a 9-module, 6-month program. It's classroom, and it's in the kitchen. And the kitchen part, and sometimes the classroom part, is held at New Covenant Center. So we're proud to be able to partner and to host that for their program. But this gives them the opportunity to look for work and jobs. And I don't know the percentage, but I know that plenty of people come out of the program with
productive.
Absolutely.
Do you foresee any other areas that you're going to or would like to have as far as the skills, improving skills?
We have found that in our cafe, there are a lot of men who get day work in the warmer weather. We have identified and starting to talk to community partners like hotels and independent living homes, that they always can use people in the maintenance or janitorial area. So it's our feeling and our advisory council's feeling that this is an area we should explore, because if people are interested in learning those skill sets, it's more opportunity for them to be employed and make more money. That's the number one challenge for people that come in hungry. They're hungry, but they are also lacking income. We are basically servicing the people who live below the poverty line.
As far as your guests, and let's say it's part of the philosophy behind New Covenant Center, is obviously you're there, you're a safety net for an awful lot of people, but would you like to see more of that effort of being able to get people moving, be able to get on their feet, and be able to become self-sustaining? You're talking about, this is getting bigger,
right.
You know, the need. And I'm saying, that's a pity, as you feel that way too. It would be great if you didn't have to have that many people. Tell me about the facility as far as what you'd like to see in the future. What's happening now? I know you just expanded. What do you foresee coming up in the, let's say in the next 5-10 years?
So the next 5 to 10 years, we need to get more people in the door in Stamford that are not getting 30 days of food or 90 meals, nutritious meals, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, like I mentioned, the culinary skills program through our partnership and potential maintenance skills, the computer lab, helping people write a resume, navigate the internet to look for work, to identify work. They come in hungry, but we need to provide pathways for them to pursue that leads to income, ideally, and a path that leads to self-sustainability. We can't do it by ourselves, but the culinary skills program or maintenance program or the computer lab leads them on a path to that. There are many other partners that can help, partners that specialize in job placement, that actually makes the calls to potential employers. We don't do that on a daily basis, kind of thing. And if we can't help them, we go to their partners. I'm wired into a network, and we're on many different collaboratives to help these people identify opportunities where they can get ahead or just problem solve in their everyday life.
Okay, before we completely run out of time, we've been had the delightful to speak to John Gutman, who is executive director of the New Covenant Center in Stamford, Connecticut, a program of the Catholic Charities of Fairfield County, who provide not only desperate need and food, but as you've just heard, hope. And that is such a wonderful commodity. Before we end our program, just some information on how someone can learn more.
www.newcovenantcenter.org. Click on info to volunteer, which would be wonderful, or ask for David Lovegreen or myself, John Gutman.
Great. John, I'd like to thank you so much for being here. We know we've had the opportunity to speak to so many people from Catholic Charities, and I hope to add to that list. And so thank you so much. And to our listeners, please join us again next time. We hope to have Dorothy back. That'd be great. God bless everyone. Have a great week.